The teachings of the ancient Chinese philosopher Confucius are also depicted in the Dazhu rock carvings.
This is a typical carvings to show the Confucius thoughts, how it applies to people's life.
Confucian thoughts?
Yeah, that's a combination of the Buddhism thoughts and the Confucius thoughts. And actually both of them are not against to each other. People just combine them to their life, and also they think these two are connected to each other. The whole story is about how kids should take care of the parents and should treat them good.
Children
and
should show look the loving after care. Mom and dad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what people can get. It's a little lesson.
Yeah, actually it's a big lesson.
Big lesson, no, you're absolutely right, of course. It shows that centuries and centuries ago, Confucianism and Buddhism existed together, lived together, yeah. Worked together in some sort of beautiful harmony.
Yes, they are just different paths to the one truth of this universe.
The third great Chinese faith depicted here is Taoism, which emphasizes following the laws of nature. That's also now enjoying a major revival. The number of Taoist places of worship have tripled in the past 15 years. Historically, these three religions and philosophies were known in China as the three harmonious faiths. You think of China today, and you think of an economic powerhouse, a place that is perhaps just a little bit soulless, a place that's less about personal belief and more about a production line. But Chinese history is full of myths and legends, belief and superstitions. The communists tried to wipe them out, but it never went away. Communism is really just a short period in the history of a country that is profoundly religious.